Dum 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 ba dum ba dum 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 ba dum ba dum dum dum.
So, first time being a penguin?
It is my very first time being a penguin, yes.
Have you all given yourselves penguin names?
No, although collectively we are the Waddle.
The Waddle,
fair yes. enough.
Do you know what a penguin name is? What's one you can think of?
Oh, I can't think of one for a start. You tell me.
Probably a character from Happy Feet, I think. I can't think of any others.
Pingu, of course.
Pingu
the penguin.
Pingu's a good one.
Or Big Penguin.
Big Penguin, right where we are.
Are those feet you're wearing, they make it difficult to walk?
No, it makes it so much easier because you can flop around like a penguin. We're very, very good penguins.
Do you feel silly?
No, we were happy.
Well,
happy feet.
A little bit
silly. One of the penguins, her family promised to disown her if she actually wore her penguin outfit in the middle of the main street. So we're just wondering what's going to happen there.
My youngest daughter said, "Mum, you cannot wear a penguin costume in the main street of Penguin." But we think we're cool anyway.
What's the best one liner you've heard from anyone today scoping you guys dressed as penguins?
Oh, gosh.
Yes. Our flippers were very cool. We've got cool flippers. I think they're quite lovely.
There was one little lad that came along about this high and he was waving a feather. He said, "I think you dropped this."
And Big Penguin up there, imperious, just oblivious to it all, really, perhaps.
There's a light coming from the window and it shines down on the street. There's some penguins on the corner singing that good old harmony. As the light coming from the window.
Hi, I'm Linda Vinyl. I'm the assistant director.
Hi, I'm Sarah Bradley. I'm the director of Onkaparinga Harmony Chorus. And we're here in Penguin.
And I'm just about to learn about the hierarchy of penguins because you are all penguins, as it turns out, or dressed as.
Yeah, we're dressing as penguins to compete in a competition in Hobart on Saturday, and we decided to do a little side tour and came here to visit. So we've had a good day.
We're part of Sweet Adelines International, and we are competing on Friday and Saturday for our national contest. And so on Saturday there's 17 choruses, and on Friday there's a whole lot of quartets, and we're singing at the Westport Casino. Those who win the top prizes will get selected to go to America to sing an international contest.
Do you know how many Sweet Adelines there will be there?
Probably about 600 to 700, maybe more, depending. So we meet every year, and this is the second year we've been in Hobart, but we move all around Australia.
For people unfamiliar, explain the Sweet Adelines. What's the idea behind that?
So Sweet Adelines is an organisation that sings, gets together and sings four-part harmony. A cappella, which is without instruments, and we sing barbershop style, but it's all girls.
That was my thought. If there's a rule here, it's probably that you can't be Bill. You can't be an Adeline if you're Bill.
That's correct. But we do have another organisation in Australia called Barbershop Harmony Australia, which are the men's choruses joined to, and also there's mixed choruses. And in fact, in September this year, the national contest for Barbershop Harmony Australia is also in Hobart at the Rest Point Casino. So this year, Hobart's getting a really good fix of barbershop singing.
And you've had your fix of Big Penguin here today. This is your second performance here. How did the first one go?
The first one was actually down at the primary school. So we did a little performance for the year 3-4s. And then we decided to come up here for a cup of coffee and sing in front of the Big Penguin. We actually managed to get an audience of about 50 people and we stopped traffic.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of people photograph with Big Penguin before, but I have never seen people dressed as penguins photograph with Big Penguin.
Well, we've heard that the penguin often gets dressed up, so we figured, well, he comes al natural, we better match him, dressed up as penguins. So after we sang there today, we've had a lovely time in the penguin itself, and then we've been out to the aged care facility this afternoon and just sung there, and now we're going to sing again here in front of the penguin again to top up off our day.
You're from South Australia,
yes.
So you were looking at the trip ahead to Hobart and the map of Tasmania thinking, penguin?
Yeah, that was me.
It was as simple as that.
We had a crazy idea a couple of years ago. We both sort of went, oh, wonder if we could go.
We just had to come, and I just said I'm going, and nine of the girls decided they were coming with me. So we're meeting up with another eight when we get to Hobart.
Singing now soul to soul, flipper to flipper,
a cappella,
it sounds good to me. I just want it understood, penguins boogie in the neighbourhood, so they're standing under the light. Singing every night, singing that good old...
Where did you get your penguin costumes?
One of our chorus members is a seamstress, so she actually made them, and they are absolutely fabulous.
This is very, very well rehearsed. Did you actually put time into workshopping a song list for the Big Penguin?
We have, because part of our performance on Saturday is we are singing the open category, so that's an entertainment piece. So we're singing three songs telling the story, and so we have got a song that's particularly about penguins.
Really?
To fit the theme, yes. So we're not going to give away the full storyline, because, you know, those who are coming to watch us on Saturday are going to have a good laugh and hopefully enjoy our funny little twist.
Do you draw inspiration from Happy Feet?
A little bit.
Yes, a very little bit. So the last song is a little bit of a, you know, hats to Happy Feet. We did decide dancing and penguins went together.
So if people want to check out the Sweet Adelines event, can they do that, or is it...?
They certainly can. I think there's a day ticket that they can come and buy for the session. If they go to Sweet Adelines Australia on Facebook page, on the website, or if they check out the Rest Point Casino, and it's all day Friday and all day Saturday, and especially if Saturday night there's a showcase, all the winners will be up singing in the afternoon. So that'll be from about 5 o'clock onwards.
And just one more time for the people who want to cheer for you and for me, is it Onka Paringa?
That was pretty close, yes. Onka Paringa Harmony Chorus.
Where is Onka Paringa?
So south of Adelaide.
So for those who know really good red wines, we're down in the McLaren Vale area, and the Onka Paringa River flows from the foothills through to the ocean.
So real place, just as Penguin.
Yes,
is real a real place believe
correct.
It or not.
Yeah. Yes, in fact, some people might know the name if they've ever owned an Onka Paringa woolen blanket.
I'd probably buy one if you had one right now.
I think we all would.
It's penguin weather all of a sudden, isn't it?
Yes.
Although the sunshine has been very kind to us today.
That's great, and thanks for being so kind as to sing for us and for Big Penguin today.
Lovely.
No worries.
Oh, yeah.
That was so cool.
You sound surprised.
And the choreography is what really got me.
We're enjoying, huh?